Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's up? Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. This first person has recently been accepted into the ducking life as a Jeep owner. And he says one day he'd like to be a kidney donor.
Hey, if that opportunity lends itself, I'll be there.
Here's producer Eddie.
Guys, I rode for the first time in a tiny plane.
I saw this Instagram story that you posted. I was like, you're out of your mind.
I felt the same way. So here's what happened. I went to lunch with a friend of mine. I hadn't seen him in 2 years. We're talking at lunch. He's like, man, I bought a plane. I've been taking lessons for years.
Tiny plane.
Yes. And I'm like, wow, well, that's awesome. He's like, actually, I got to fly it over to another airport. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, well, I'm not doing anything. Let's go. Dude, we go, we drive up to his hangar. It looks like a garage at the airport, and he pulls it himself out. That's how light this plane is. He pulls it out.
With his hands?
With his hands, just walking backwards. And I'm like, hey, how much does this thing weigh? Like 100 pounds? He's like, it's not heavy. I felt it. It's not heavy.
Dude, he literally just grabbed the plane and pulled it?
There's like some metal thing that you put on the front wheel, and you just drag it.
Okay.
But what? Still, he's pulling it with his
own body. Incredible.
Go ahead.
Amazing. So we get in there. He puts the headset on.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, especially like how light it is. I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, this is like we're a piece of paper in the middle of the air. So we take off. I mean, he's doing the whole flight control thing, like, oh, permission to take off. And I'm like, this is crazy. Dude, those tiny planes, they move in ways I've never felt an airplane move. It goes left, right, the tail wiggle, waggles, everything. You drop a little bit, you go up, and it's one prop. It's one fan in the front of the plane doing this whole thing. And I'm like, this is crazy. If you looked at me, I was like, this is awesome, man. This is fun. Deep inside, I was like stressing out.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. The cool thing is like he can get to the beach in 2 hours. He's like, dude, you want to go to Florida? Let's go tomorrow. I'm like, that's pretty bold.
But the bad thing is you may die in a fiery crash because the plane.
That's true.
Very small. How long were you in it?
The flight was probably 20 minutes. But dude, I was just like, let's get there faster.
I saw it and I was like, I'd never do this in a million years. That's crazy.
It was really crazy.
Thank you, Eddie. His wardrobe consists of rotating two hoodies when he comes to work every day, and he likes to harass phone screener Abby in every single way. Here's Lunchbox.
I did it, guys. I did it. I signed up as a free agent for my soccer because I got cut. My team didn't want me back. And I said, all right, you know what? At 41 years old, I could retire or I could just sign up as a free agent, get thrown on a random team. So I will be on a random team. And this might be the motivation I need to win another championship. You know how athletes, they get cut or they get traded. Like, oh, you know what? That really sparked the, you know, fire in me again. So I'm back. I'm going to be a free agent.
Why do you think you got cut?
I don't know.
Jealousy?
Come on.
It could be jealousy. Maybe I'm too intense. Maybe I take it too serious.
What do you think the real reason is, though?
I really have no idea. I felt like a couple of the new people on the team, like, I don't think they really liked me. And
you think that's what it is? Do you think that your level of playing has stayed the same?
Yeah, and I think maybe I'm too intense. Maybe I'm just...
You suck. Or you do suck now?
No, I don't suck. And maybe I'm abrasive.
Well, that's true. We know that's true. Yeah.
And so, like, because the two new people are the first ones that responded to the text when I said, hey, who's in for next season? They're like, we're out. And I was like, okay, the two new people, I kind of felt like they didn't like me.
But it's natural. You're 42?
41.
41. Your athletic ability should be diminishing a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not?
No.
Okay. Let us know how it goes. So they just pick somebody random. It's like when your kids are six and they're on baseball teams and they just pick people.
Yeah, you just get put on a random team. They put it in an email and say, here's your team.
What did you put your name down as?
I had to put my real name because I got to sign up.
Are they going to know it's you?
That's the problem, you know? They're going to be like, dang, we got a celebrity in our league.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
All right, moving on. This next person won Employee of the Month in May, and everybody can just hope she didn't blow that entire $1 that she won away. All right, Amy. Yeah.
I decided to let my son watch the Jelly Roll documentary that's on Hulu with me. And the reason why I say that's a deal is because, well, there's lots of language. And Jelly Roll is smoking stuff and just... I debated it, and then ultimately I decided, okay, this is a story of, you know, Jelly Roll's life was one way. I mean, he was in and out of jail from, you know, a teenager to his 20s. And it's a story of, you know, someone that had an opportunity to change and they took it, and that the choices we make can impact us the rest of our life. I'm just thinking of the different things that Stevenson and I got to talk about because of it. And that's one of them, like why some kids go to jail, like what you could do and where, what that looks like. And then also that, yeah, smoking that stuff is legal some places, not all. It's not a cigarette. Like there were so many questions.
Did you like it?
Yes, it was. I mean, it's really, really good. Like, I highly recommend it. Just know that there is language, and you can talk to your kids. I mean, your kids, it's not like they've never heard that stuff before, and it's just such a powerful story of overcoming something. Oh, and the big takeaway, too, was that every kid and every person, for that matter, just needs to feel loved and worthy. And Jelly Roll said that. And I feel like that stuck with Stevenson of like, oh, yeah, you know, that is good. Being loved and feeling worthy. Because in Jelly Roll's mind, like, that's what is going to help keep kids out of jail. Not just continuing to punish them over and over.
It's on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, glad to hear it's real good.
Yeah.
Right?
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he went to the softball championships as a fan. And it looks like he got a tan. Bobby Bones.
All right. Thank you, I did. Hey, I'll just say this. This is a little bit of, again... in the weeds, inside baseball, but how we do our show is we come on the air, obviously, and we know if the kids are waking up and going to school, they're up a little earlier, and so we don't get dirty on the show anyway. We don't do blue content. We don't curse, and one may actually slip out occasionally, but we don't. But if we do anything like that, like Morning Corny After Dark or any of the stuff that's like a news story about SEX, you know, we put that after like 8:30, 8:20, 8:30, because usually the kids are in school by then. That being said, the kids are now sleeping in later because they're not in school.
Yeah.
So any of that content, it's not bad anyway. I'm just letting everybody know, it's done earlier in the morning now than later because kids will be awake later.
Good. We get dirty earlier.
Dirty early.
I like that.
We get dirty early. We don't ever get dirty. You guys know that. But I'm just letting you know, any of the content that's like borderline, we would always put to the end of the show. Now I have to put it in the beginning of the show because most kids are not awake now because they're not going to school. Everybody good on that?
Yeah. Yep. There are summer camps, though, you know?
I hear you, but okay. I just got to play the numbers here.
Or if your kids hear something that they shouldn't, it leads to conversation.
That's right.
And then they should watch the Jelly Roll documentary and see what it's like circle. Really hard for.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. It's Wednesday's show. Thank you guys for being here. It's that time. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 13-year-old daughter came to me and said a boy asked her out. He wants to take her to the mall and to a movie. He's a nice boy who she recently met at her best friend's birthday party, and they've been talking since the end of school. I don't want to be a helicopter parent and have her miss out on these teenage experiences, but her father, that's who I am, and I feel that 13 is too young to go on an unsupervised date. Is 13 too young to date? Can I let her go unsupervised? Thank you.
Amy, you go. You have a daughter, same situation. She's a little older now, but you've been through it.
Yeah, I mean, she's 16 now, but also I think it's the maturity level of your child and what kind of 13 are they. I think for me, 13 would have been way too young. I couldn't go on an unsupervised date. I could have a boyfriend, but I wasn't like...
Could you go on a supervised date if it was you, him, and your mom?
Yeah, like, or if other friends were going, like, we weren't just, like, one-on-one, that was allowed. I do remember doing that. For me, I had to be 16. But listen, this boy can't drive either, so a parent's going to be dropping them off
unless
no matter what.
Unless he stole the car.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So, that's right. I would assess, okay, what kind of daughter is your 13-year-old? What kind of relationship do y'all have? How does she do in school? What are her grades? What kind of personality does she have?
I would assess how to say the word no.
Really?
13 unsupervised? Here, let me assess again.
To the mall?
No. Well, there's people in the mall. Nah, they sneak off. Unsupervised? I don't have kids, so I'm going to say this easily. No. You're under 15, we can talk, because maybe you're going out with a 16-year-old boy.
Right.
And there's that close age. Your 16-year-old daughter, can she date?
I guess she could. We haven't had that. Well, thankfully, we don't have to. I haven't had to worry about that. I will be very curious to see what starts to happen in the next year.
Eddie?
What?
13-year-old? What do you think I'm talking about?
What?
We're in the middle of a segment here.
Man, I zoned out.
13-year-old.
Look, God knows what he's doing. He didn't give me four girls. He gave me four boys. I would not let her date, ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever.
You know what Eddie's going to do?
18, 19, out of the house.
Did you let a 13-year-old son go on an unsupervised date?
Yeesh. Trying to picture my boy. He's 15. He hasn't gone on any dates.
You're 15-year-old. If he's like, Dad, I want to go out by myself, drop us off.
15? Yeah. I've raised him, so I think I know what he's
capable of
doing, and I think he's responsible enough to do the right thing.
I think he is too. I think your son is.
Yeah.
And Amy's got a point. It is a case by case, personality by personality decision. But when it comes to that, 13, no.
No.
Well, also, I don't know what other siblings they have running around, but if there's a little brother or little sister, you throw them in.
Nah, that never works, because I would tag along with my brother and he would be like, wait over there while I make out with this chick.
Like,
yeah, all the time.
Well,
I'd be like, well, that was fun.
Okay, then send an older one if you got it.
Send them both. Send everybody. That's the point. No. No. Don't. But when she gets mad at you for like, oh, you're not being cool, you can make her a deal. Look, when you're 14 and a half, then we can really start talking about this. But right now, I just got to be not your friend. I got to be your parent.
No,
13's too young.
Whoever the boy is or whatever the case may be like, hey, I would love for him. Can he come hang out over here with us? Have dinner with us? I want to get to know him.
Or you take him.
I think that's important, too.
You take him. Eddie's parents tried that once. The brother's like, you guys hang over there and make out with this girl.
That didn't work.
It didn't work?
No.
All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, so what'd you find?
Well, I follow your rich BFF on Instagram. Her name's Vivian.
I don't know her. It's not my rich BFF.
Yeah, Bobby's
no, but that's
rich
the handle
BFF?
At your.
Yeah. Everybody looked at me like,
who's that?
And who's Vivian? No. Eddie's my broke BFF.
Yeah, very different.
So she used to work on Wall Street. She's very relatable, but she gives you all kinds of tips and tricks. And something she posted the other day was how luxury brands, like some stores, have a similar tactic of checking you up and down eyeballs to like make you feel insecure. Like, what are you doing? You can't shop here. And then
so you want to prove
it
them
makes you want to shop there.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever walked into a fancy schmancy furniture store or designer boutique and the sales associate gives you the up, down, judgy side eye? And then you felt self-conscious about them thinking you couldn't afford the items in the store? Yeah, they're doing that on purpose. Salespeople will deliberately act rude and condescending to trick you into thinking you have something to prove.
That's interesting. Mostly, if that happens, I go, they're right, and I walk out.
Yeah, with your head down.
I'm like, they must know the real me. But that's, I didn't know that was actually a tactic. And imagine though, you're somebody that works at this store, and you're like, yeah, I'll do that. Because I can imagine they're decent people working there, and they're like, no, here's what you're going to do, Betty. When someone walks in, you look them up to them, and you snarl your nose like, you do not belong here. Okay, sure.
I'm going to go in next time. Like, are you acting?
Is this a tactic?
Did they tell you to do that?
And they're like, no, sir. We just
you're staring at me up and down.
I know, but look at what you're wearing, sir. Interesting. And so what else does she do on this site?
She gives investment advice, like money saving tips, like airline stuff, like all different kinds of things. Like she has built a whole brand through her Instagram. Like I saw she was on the Today Show. It's just, she's got quick, like 30, 60 second videos that are just helpful.
Your.richBFF is the name.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to get an update on our stocks soon.
Oh, yeah.
She could probably help us.
Where are you getting the portfolio?
Not now.
Yeah, I'm getting the portfolio out.
He has to turn his phone on and get on his app. Later, we'll do a stock update, okay?
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
It is really cool to have a special bond with a teacher, and Tiana Gilbert was teaching middle schoolers at Roberts Academy in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she was so close to four particular students. She moved away from Ohio, but she's remained close to the kids, and now it's time for them to graduate. She took a 2,100-mile road trip to surprise them on their big graduation day.
That's a long drive. I mean, FaceTime, bro. That's awesome. I mean, really, that is awesome. And teachers, you know, some of them we don't deserve because they don't get paid enough and they do way more. And this teacher definitely didn't have to do that. You guys have any teacher you look back at and you're like completely positively influenced by that teacher? Amy?
Not so much.
What?
Is that you? Is that you or them?
It's probably just the kind of student I was. I wish I could go back now and go to school. I feel like I would be a very different student. I guess I have one that, like, she's part of why in my head sometimes I don't feel smart, but at the same time, she also challenged me.
By telling you you're dumb?
She didn't. She said that? Well, in
a roundabout. My abusive parents, the reason I'm here today.
Wow.
In a roundabout way, there was a time where I really showed up and excelled at something, and she acted so shocked and surprised in front of the whole class, like, well, like, wasn't expecting that. And it at a time I should have been celebrating because I did do well, I felt shame.
Makes me feel bad.
And the name of this teacher.
Tell me something bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me something bad. Maybe so, not feel good. Yeah. .com, whatever it is.
I've reworked the storyline. I am smart.
Yeah. Eddie?
Miss English, man. She was awesome. She just would do like, Eddie, Fofetti, Fanana, Nana, Fofetti. And I was like, nah, I love this teacher. I'll never forget it.
No, I know.
What do you mean?
How did that?
No, I was just happy to go to class every day.
Impact your life.
That's legit, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, for the first time in my life.
You're not understanding.
No, wait.
Bobby, how did that impact your life?
I'm telling you, for the first time, I wanted to go to school because I wanted to hear that song. I wanted to see Miss English. You know, like, it was fun.
Okay. I like it. Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. Miss Butler, second grade. I mean, she let me slap her butt and pinch her butt every single day.
What has this segment gone to?
I was going to say, Bobby, you should.
We got Amy, who's got trauma from it. Eddie just likes to go to class because the teacher sings to him.
She was awesome.
Lunchbox slapping somebody's butt.
Yeah, my teacher. And then I would get put in timeout on purpose just so I could stare at her legs.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Because I'd sit behind her desk.
Bobby,
I mean, it was awesome.
Share your story because you
second
know.
Grade.
Well, no, save it's, this. There's a couple. I mean, I have one in high school, Mr. Moshinsky, who he taught physics and taught all the science, and like the science maths. You need to work them together. And I really wasn't where I thrived in the math part of it. I think I made a 24 on my ACT in math, which was good, but it's my lowest by far. And he kind of realized it wasn't my thing, so he kind of held me to a standard, but he also was like, hey, you're really good at this. You should also work on this. Like, we know where you're going. I need you to focus on this. And so I thought that was super cool. And then I had a philosophy teacher in college my freshman year, never taken philosophy before, and never actually had a real conversation with him as a person, but I remember just, I mean, being shell-shocked almost at things I learned and how I felt after this philosophy class. And then I was going to go and give him in-person appreciation. I said, I'm going to do it when I go back after this semester because I really want him to know he changed my life. It's a super hard class. And he died right before I got to be able to get to go back and tell him. And that's one of those situations where I'm like, dang, I regret just not doing it then because I could have. Instead of going, I'm going to wait till next year when we come back from summer. He died in the middle.
Man.
But so, yeah, those are Mr. Moshinsky's alive, though.
That's good.
Yeah, and sadly, he never let me slap his butt.
And did he ever sing to you?
Oh,
no.
Man. Oh, did he ever go, Bobby?
I mean, does Coach Gandalf count as a teacher?
No, it counts as a coach.
No. I didn't know sometimes coaches
do. Sometimes they teach.
Well, he's a terrible teacher.
They were so bad. All the football coach teachers are terrible.
He was like, I can stand on this side of the piece of paper, and you can stand on that side of the piece of paper. This is in class, and I bet you can't hit me.
I love it.
And the student's like, what do you mean? He goes, if I stand on this side of the piece of paper, put my foot on this piece side of the piece of paper, I'll lay it on the ground, and you put your foot on this side of the piece of paper, I bet you can't hit me. And the kid's like, All right. And I knew better to get in because I knew there was some trick to it. Didn't know what the trick was. And he goes, okay. And the kid's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And he goes, what if I can't? And he goes, well, you have to clean some chore. And he goes, deal. And Coach Ganoff takes a piece of paper, puts it under the door, and then shuts the door. Stands on one side of it. And he's got to stand on the other side. He goes, can't hit me, can you? Clean the boards.
And he's like, class dismissed.
Yeah. Coach Ganoff, big influence, discipline, kind of a father figure, you know, appreciate, but not as a teacher. A teacher in life, but not a teacher in the classroom.
Gotcha.
All right, that's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're going to talk about celebrities that are billionaires in a second, but it's the perfect lead in here, this segment. So your kids are asking you, how do they even know about gold diggers?
Oh, I have no idea. But out of nowhere, my son just says, like, hey, Mom, how do you tell if someone's a gold digger? Was his exact question.
Did you go context, please?
I just was like, went to my usual default and said, go ask Alexa.
Oh. Send them away.
And if this were 10 years ago, I would say maybe that he heard the song and then wonder, but it's not like this song's played anywhere anymore. Yeah. It's not current. So what did Alexa tell him?
Well, to spot a gold digger, you watch out for someone who asks about what you own, like what you earn, your stock options, early on in your relationship. This is specifically answering how to tell if someone is a gold digger.
Does he have a girl that likes him and he's wondering if she's a gold digger?
Ooh.
No. There was something I was about to say, but he asked me, do not say this on the Bobby Bone Show. So I can't say what I was about to say.
Okay.
But I can say this. See how they respond when you ask them about their career. For example, if they're happy to stay in a low-level job or not have one at all, they may be looking for someone to fund their lifestyle.
So if you're wondering if someone's a gold digger, you're supposed to go, so what do you feel like you're going to do with your career? And they're like, I'm chill right here. I don't make much. I don't really like it that much, but I'm cool.
Gold digger.
But I want to live this champagne lifestyle.
But I also want to have... Got it.
Right. Okay. She even suggested, if you want to test out your partner, give them an inexpensive but thoughtful, light-hearted gift. It's kind of like a flower. And if they're a gold digger, they'll dismiss it.
Cubic zirconia.
Well, no, that's a trick them.
Yeah.
To make them think it's real.
Yeah, that's a trick them. That's not to test them. That's a trick them.
Also, be cautious if your partner often has sudden emergencies that cause them to need money from you, which is a typical excuse used by gold diggers.
Well, that's a swindler.
That's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got?
The true definition of a gold digger, in case anybody knows, it's a person who is in a romantic relationship, marriage or whatever, to a wealthy person and they're primarily motivated by the desire for money.
Like they just want to be
that's
with
all
them
they want.
Because of the money.
Yeah, and I have tips to avoid gold diggers. Don't pretend to be rich.
But what if you are? Should you?
Well, that's the next one is don't show off.
Got it.
Don't mention that you're rich.
Yeah, if you're pretending to be rich and you're not, everybody loses.
Right.
Even the gold digger.
You lose. Gold digger loses. You wasted a bunch of money. Yeah. You know, flexing like when you really can't.
Like instead of a sugar daddy, be like a debt daddy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Listen to your friends because oftentimes they can spot one maybe before you can. Don't dress too nicely. Live in a normal house.
Don't dress too nicely.
What do you mean?
If you're trying to repel gold diggers. Live in a normal house. Make sure your expensive cars are stored away. And then lastly, don't go to fancy restaurants too often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll remember that.
So what were the tips you gave your son? Yeah. Yeah, please remember that.
Yeah.
What were the tips you gave your son about this?
Oh, Alexa.
Oh, you sent them all to Alexa and then you never talked about it again with him?
No, I was over there taking notes. I was like, wait, this again? I'm like writing this stuff down and typing it and trying to be like, oh, this is good. Like, I want to collect this stuff because some people might be getting gold dugged right now. Dugged.
Do you worry about your gold getting dug now that you're single?
No.
Why not? You going to eat at nice places?
No, maybe. She puts the expensive cars away.
Maybe some of these tips you need to keep and put in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, if I go out with someone that is not motivated to work, that's going to be a problem. I don't care how much they make as long as they... Success doesn't mean money, but if they're passionate about what they do and they actually put forth effort...
But what if they're really cool, though?
Yeah, fun. Like really hot. They have 8 abs.
No, I cannot. I would be 0% attracted to someone that just wanted to just stay home all day.
Do you guys think that's why Lunchbox dresses the way he does? Just keep the gold diggers away?
He's married.
That's right. Yeah.
What do you mean that's right? I don't understand. What's right? What's right about any of that?
All of it.
No.
Like, I want to keep the gold diggers away. Uh-huh. But also, I mean, gold digger, you can come be a gold digger all you want. It's a separate bank account, so you ain't getting it. So,
oh, yeah, that's
dig,
right.
Dig, dig.
His wife has a different account.
No, but you would buy them stuff.
Nah, I don't really buy my wife stuff. I mean,
at all. Just,
I couldn't tell you the last thing I bought my wife.
Didn't one of y'all do, like, if you're going out with someone for the first time, you go to a...
I date you all the time. Like, first date?
That's it.
We go, like, a little crappy taco place.
No.
See how they respond.
I'd never try to impress anybody. Also, I didn't have very much money then either. So my point then wasn't the gold digger. It was like, I'm not going to overextend myself and go fancy for a couple reasons. One, because I don't really got it. And then two, because I don't want them to think this is what normal is and their expectations be high.
Right.
Yeah. I just think that Lunchbox, you should maybe invest in your wife a little bit, you know?
I do. I give her kisses here and then. Like, what's up?
I heard Scuba Steve heard his vasectomy because he was getting it on early.
Wait, what? Early.
No. I hear him on the phone going, yeah, I think I aggravated it because I did the dirty right when we got home.
The doctor said not to do it right away, but I had to.
Yeah, is that true, Scuba Steve?
So I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that, but we got home.
You're injured. It's like you had surgery on your arm and you go pitch the next day.
I know. It's a euphoric moment. We get home. My wife's all excited. I can't tell her no.
Yes. You're injured.
And so she wants to go, and so I go, and then...
It's her. You're putting it on her.
Putting it on her, and I put it down, and then we find out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I find out, like, maybe a couple hours later, I'm like, man, I'm really hurting.
That's why you were hurting so bad. That's why it was so abnormal.
And then I scanned the code on the sheet that he gave me to all the information, what to do in post, and one of them was, don't do that, and, yeah, I did that.
You came home immediately after surgery and worked the part that had been surgically repaired.
I mean, the engine in the van was still warm. That's how quickly we went right for it.
Okay.
Engine in the van?
His van just gotten home.
I got it, Amy.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was being literal about the engine in the van, Eddie.
Right.
That was a euphemism.
Got it.
And I do want to say this. On Friday, I just want to give you guys a heads up. We've teamed up with Building Homes for Heroes to help veteran United States Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankin and his two children. We have a limited edition patriotic Pimp and Joy line that's on sale Friday at BobbyBones.com, 10 Eastern. We don't keep any of the money. Again, we don't keep any of the money. And we're going to help out United States Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankin. And on May 11th, 2005, while deployed near the Syrian border of Iraq, Corporal Mankin's vehicle was attacked with an improvised explosive device, otherwise known as an IED. And here he is explaining what happened.
Our track just happened to hit a stack mine that threw a 26-ton vehicle 10 feet in the air. I don't know how I escaped it, Bobby, to tell you the God honest truth. I mean, it took the lives of 6 Marines. I had to give my face and my flesh and a few fingers, but honestly, every day's been a blessing since.
And since then, he's undergone 70 surgeries, and we want to help him out and build him a house that is more suitable to his lifestyle after all these surgeries and injuries. So Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern... 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific. It'll go live at BobbyBones.com. And again, we don't keep any of the money. Let's do it again. I think we've built 6 homes so far.
Yeah, awesome. This will be the 7th. And you get this stuff in time for 4th of July. So it's an awesome way to be patriotic. But also when you're there, it's a conversation starter. Like, oh, the Pimp and Joy, what is that? And you can say, oh, I just bought this year to build a home for this guy. And he served our country. And
BobbyBones.com. Put it in your calendar. That'll happen. We've sold out before. Hopefully we won't sell it. Hopefully we will, but hopefully we can keep it. It's just a fine line, right? We want to produce as much as we possibly can, but sometimes the overwhelming demand puts us on a back order, but we don't want that. We want you guys to buy up quickly on Friday.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I'll give you two celebrities who became billionaires. You tell me who became a billionaire first, meaning youngest.
Oh, wow.
For example, Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
that's,
Kylie.
That's, Kylie.
That's easy.
Yeah,
she was little.
Well, no, 21.
Easy, right?
Well, you know.
Not little.
Well, I mean, you know.
Little
well,
was
I
like
mean,
nine.
We knew her. I mean, when were we introduced to her? Like, she was what? 10? 11?
Something like that.
I didn't watch the show.
Wife is now watching it from the beginning, so you see the show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, here we go. Write your answer down. Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos? Who became a billionaire earlier? Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos?
I don't even know who's older than that.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Bezos.
Eddie?
Musk.
Amy? Elon.
Elon Musk was 41 when he became a billionaire.
Oh,
Jeff Bezos was 35.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
The answer is Jeff Bezos.
And he was Amazon the whole time?
Bookso first and pivoted.
Wow.
Amazon was a bookstore.
Yeah, I remember that.
Next up, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg? Who became a billionaire first?
Ooh.
B, billionaire. How much? Ooh. How many millions is a billion? Lunchbox?
100.
That's 100 million.
Oh, then I don't even know. 10,000?
Say again?
10,000? No.
1,000. 1,000 million is a billion.
1,000 million.
Yeah,
999
million
right,
is
right.
a thing.
Yeah.
Dang, man, I wish I'd be there.
I wish I'd be there.
Hey, who are we doing right now?
You're on your way.
Keep working, man.
Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg?
Okay.
You got this.
You guys in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm
yes.
writing it down. All right, I got it.
Okay. Eddie?
Are you trying to be a trick question? Zuckerberg.
Lunchbox?
Zucker.
Amy?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates was 31. Zuckerberg was 23.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go...
I know. I thought that way too, Amy.
I know.
Jay-Z or Rihanna?
Ooh.
Billion.
Dang.
I'm in.
Lunch?
Easy one, Rihanna.
Eddie?
Rihanna.
Amy?
Rihanna.
Good. Yeah, Rihanna. 34. We're beautiful like diamonds. Jay-Z was 50 when he hit the B Club. Rihanna was 34.
Gosh, 34 years old.
Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods?
I'm in. Oh, dang. Yeah, no,
yeah. Okay.
Amy?
Tiger.
Lunch?
Tiger.
Eddie?
Tiger.
Tiger, 33. Yeah, that's correct. Michael Jordan's 51. Tiger was 33 when he became a billionaire.
Oh, wait, am I shocked that all these people are billionaires?
Is I don't know. You tell us. Are you
there's
shocked?
More billionaires now than ever. It's 1,000
right.
million.
I guess I didn't realize there was that many.
Well, there's not that many. We're picking them. Famous ones.
But I would, I'm starting to think, well, is this a trick and neither one of them are billionaires?
Hey, I got a question. You know what they say, though? The hardest is getting that first million. Once you get that first million is when it really takes off. That's what I keep telling myself.
So Drake had posted that. And then the oil guy from Oklahoma City. Not Oklahoma City, but the big Oklahoma State fan. I forget his
T-Boone
name.
T-Boone Pickens.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, quote tweeted him and was like, no.
Not true.
Making your first billion is the hardest
thing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Dang.
Mark Cuban or Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett. Mark Cuban or Warren Buffett?
Gosh.
Warren, not Jimmy, right?
Mm-hmm. Warren.
Yeah, the higher you get, you just add one simple zero and it changes everything.
I'm in.
Amy?
Mark Cuban.
Lunch.
Cuban.
Eddie?
Cuban.
Yeah, Cuban was 40. I listened to the story about how he became a billionaire on the Smartless show on HBO, where they're doing their show on video. And he said he was just one morning at his computer hitting F5 to refresh on Yahoo Finance because he had a bunch of stock and stock kept going up. And he was like, come on. Got it. Boom. He's a billionaire.
Wow.
He knew it could go back down and he could not be worth $1 billion anymore. But that's how he found out. Just in his underwear at home.
Wouldn't you just sell right then so then you're a billionaire forever?
I think probably if you're a billionaire, you've made a lot of correct decisions.
financially, and that would not be a probably a great financial decision to only do it because you're a billionaire. You keep your money in if you feel like it is a stock that's going to continue to rise. You don't just jump out because you got
to
be.
Oh, weird. Like when I play slots, I'm always like, when I get to $200, I'm cashing out.
Different though. Slots are all chance.
Exactly. Okay.
No. Slots are all chance.
Okay. It's a little different.
And he has made millions and millions based off of the knowledge that he has and his strategy in finance. You know, he sold the first streaming, basically.
Yeah.
So different than slots, Eddie, where you're just throwing money in and
it's
guessing.
It's a little different.
Oprah or Tyler Perry?
Oh, that's a good one.
Billion.
Oprah or Tyler Perry?
I'm in.
And then we'll do one more after this. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox.
TP, Tyler Perry.
Eddie.
Tyler Perry.
Amy.
Tyler.
It's Oprah, 49 years old. Tyler Perry's 50.
Oh, I didn't realize Tyler Perry was that old.
He actually looks younger.
I still thought he was 40.
Last one. Lunchbox is up one. He's about to win this thing.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Don't put the pressure.
Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, or Jack Dorsey, the Twitter founder.
So she becomes a billionaire when she gets divorced.
No. Or when she's married.
No.
Or
she doesn't have that money.
How not?
Until she's divorced.
I'm in.
That's tough, man. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Jack.
Eddie?
Mackenzie.
Amy?
Isn't she a billionaire even when she's married? She doesn't have to get divorced.
Come on,
Mackenzie.
Amy.
The answer is Jack Dorsey, 36.
No.
They credit Mackenzie at 49, which they divorced in 2019.
Boom! Oh, he was right.
Boom!
I hate it.
Guys, you got to use your intellect. That's how you become a billionaire,
How is
you
that
guys
not
are
her
never
going
to be billionaires because you don't know how to think.
She was with him
Maybe
from
they had
the
separate
beginning.
Accounts like Lunchbox.
Come on now.
Right.
You guys don't know.
It could have been something as
he
had started a company before he met her. I'm not sure. I don't know marriage.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dang.
Well, good job, Lunchbox.
Yeah, Lunch. Good
Lunchbox,
job.
You are one step closer to being a billionaire.
Yeah! Let's go!
Good for you. What do you have working financially right now?
I mean, I got stocks. I got bonds. I got
bonds.
I got
what bonds?
Bail bonds. Let's do the number ones. The number one song in hip hop is from Drake, "Search and Rescue." I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind. Number one pop song, Miguel, "Sure Thing." Even when the sun don't shine. Number one song, country, Morgan Wallen, "Last Night." Last week, Dan and Shay, "You" was at number two, and it peaked at two.
Weird.
That's it?
That's it. It got to two.
I know.
That's weird that it gets to two. Like, I could see if it died to like four or 11. But to two, that's really rare that happens. Now it's number nine. The two this week is Scotty McCreery, "It Matters to Her." Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, Morgan Wallen just locks onto that number one spot. That's probably why Dan and Shay didn't get it, is Morgan Wallen just locked down on that thing.
He won't move from
there?
You
ever see two dogs get a separate, you're like, oh no, they're
fighting?
No.
They're doing
the opposite of fighting.
Oh. Loving.
And you can't, they're like, should I separate them? He's framed with a water hose.
That's
you have to do that.
Morgan
why would you separate them?
That's Morgan Wallen with the number one spot.
Yeah.
You gotta spray it with a water hose to separate it.
That's funny.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you can't talk to a therapist, you can talk to yourself. There's a neuropsychologist, Dr. Hafez, and he suggests that you can say these certain things to yourself until maybe you can get to a professional.
So you just repeat it over and over?
I'll give you some things.
What is it?
You can keep in your back pocket.
Okay, go ahead.
I have the power to create positive outcomes for myself.
Okay, so this is different than therapy.
Yes, but he is suggesting that you have the power by speaking to yourself and talking to your brain and reframing things.
Okay, so it's not, I've got trauma from my childhood. It's just to get you through the day with a more positive outlook.
Well, he does say, I am capable of handling challenges and obstacles.
Yeah.
Like believing, like if you tell yourself. And I saw this whole thing that this woman was talking about how even if it's the beginning you don't believe it, just keep lying to yourself and eventually your brain will be like, wow, I can handle things.
Same can be said to other people. Keep lying to them and they'll start believing you.
No.
Just be a liar.
No. I am in control is another one. I choose to let go of worry and focus on the present moment. And I like this one too because it acknowledges that anxiety is okay. It says, it's okay for me to be anxious, but I can get through it. That way you're not ignoring what's happening.
I think we should take these and write them down and put them on our Facebook page just as a quote so people can go look at them. Because you saying that, no one will ever remember all those. It's like when I get a commercial from a client and they put their phone number in it twice. And I'm like, not a single person is going to know this phone number that I'm saying.
No chance.
Just give me the website. Or say Google such a... Because if you're like, I mean, it's my pet peeve. And I never don't do it. Excuse the double negative. But I'll read a commercial for somebody and it's got the phone number in it. And I'm thinking to myself, what a waste of space. They could be saying something else about the product, but no one's going to remember those lines that Amy said. And no one's going to remember a commercial or a phone number in a commercial. So we're going to write them down. You good with that?
Yeah, let's post them.
Okay, good.
We'll put up the affirmation so people can find them.
Love it. Stop sending me commercials with phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Yes.
Sometimes if they're easy and they have a word in it, like if it's like.
Yeah, 222. Yes.
Sonic.
Goober.
Yeah.
Or it's the same number, all of them.
2222.
Yeah. But sometimes it's like 254-873-2419. Yeah. And I'm like,
You know what I do sometimes? I'll sing and make up a jingle for the commercials just so maybe it sticks with somebody's head.
Yeah.
It works.
Like, 222-4229. That's not even a real number, but yes. Go ahead, Amy.
An eating disorder hotline had to shut down the AI chatbot that was working for them. They hired Tessa, or I guess installed
her.
Tessa, created her earlier this year because the hotline workers voted to unionize, so it's hard to get people on the phone, and they wanted people to have support if they called. However, Tessa was recommending poor and harmful advice to people that were calling in with eating disorders. Tessa was recommending that they count calories and strive for a deficit of 1,000 calories a day.
You think somebody hacked that?
I don't know. It's just crazy to me because this is the NEDA hotline. That's the National Eating Disorder Association. Like,
that's like, like somebody hacking it or somebody getting, not maybe not hacking, just having access to it.
Because
I don't think it says all that stuff when it's actually supposed to say the opposite of that stuff without somebody getting in.
I feel like chatbots, don't they just pull things from the all over? They pull it from the inner webs.
Meemaw, you good this morning?
The internet. And then they, because some people think that doing that sort of stuff is okay. But if you have an eating disorder, it is not.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
somebody hacked it. It's like someone hacks the street sign and says, zombies are coming. We all get a good laugh.
Yeah.
They've done that, but this is different.
Well, anyway, it's real. Tessa's out. They're going to try to bring humans back in.
Also, Tessa's a terrible name for that. go ahead.
Carrie Underwood, she has the Sunday Night Football
song.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much she makes per week on that?
Mm-hmm. How would I know that?
I don't know.
I'd really just state it, you know?
Maybe
now, go ahead.
You read it somewhere or she told you?
A week, go ahead.
$1 million a week.
What?
Do you know?
No chance.
Okay, do you know how many weeks there are in football?
Yeah, 18. 17 games.
See, you do
there's
nothing.
No chance. I'm telling you, there's no chance she's making $18 million a year from that song being played. No chance. There's no chance.
Okay.
I'm saying it. You heard me say it? I'm saying it. There's no. She does well, but there's...
Yeah. I mean, it's a...
Hold on. No chance she makes $18 million bucks from just that song playing.
Per season? I mean, it's a wild report, but it says it here.
Who? Tessa?
Yeah, it does say it from
Scott. Hey, did Tessa say that? Because Tessa's full of crap. We just learned that.
What, Lunchbox?
ScottFujita.com has that. It's $1 million.
Hey, no one's more believable than Scott Fujita.
Fujita.
Yeah. There is. She may make $3 or $4 million, $5 million to do it, but there's just no chance she makes $1 million a week.
If that's true, that's crazy.
I got some songs right then.
Yeah.
But for a lot of different. Are you ready for some pickleball? I'm going to start getting them ready now for that league.
Oh, yeah. Get ahead of it.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Miss Williams is driving the school bus in Milwaukee, and she's got 30 kids on there when she... What's that smell? And she looks back, and there's smoke in the back of the bus. And she's like, uh-oh. And she's trying to call dispatch. Hey, we got smoke on the bus. Then all of a sudden, she starts seeing flames. And she's 8 months pregnant. She's like, what do I do? Do I run off the bus? No. She gets all 30 kids off the bus. Go, 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 go. And then the flames are taking over the bus. And she gets out. And she has to be rushed to the hospital with smoke inhalation.
Dang. How long until she had the baby after that?
It says that the baby has not come out yet, which is crazy. That's the story that just happened?
Like it was last week. Wow. I'm surprised 8 months she's driving a bus, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to work, man. You can work. You can clean the house, cook until the day of the baby.
Clean the house, cook.
are you talking about? Why'd you go full Little House on the Prairie? 19.
Do the dishes? 20, and
barefoot.
I mean, she's
saying there's a steering wheel. That bus doesn't seem like physically, if you're that pregnant, it's kind of hard to make the big turns. Not that you can't do anything while you're pregnant. I just think.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That Fox is like, you can do laundry. You can vacuum.
When I come home from work.
Yeah,
I mean,
what? Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, you're bad. Shout out.
Okay.
What's her name again?
Miss Williams.
Miss Williams, shout out to you. And yeah, you can work 8 months. Literally, mine was the physical part of it, like the steering wheel.
Yes. No, we got you.
Yeah, mine too. Mine was the
sure part was.
The stove.
Thank you. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Brittany in Sarasota, Florida.
Just have a scam alert for everyone. I just got a phone call from a hotel chain, and they told me that I had won points and that I could book a vacation. I stopped them and asked if I could have their regular customer service number, and they hung up on me. So just be vigilant.
Thank you. Scam alert! Anybody that calls you and tells you you won something, you didn't win anything. Man, but maybe they do. Okay,
right, that one.
But no, they don't. They don't. You just have to go, no, I don't believe you. Give me a phone number. Yeah, good job, Brittany in Sarasota, Florida. Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of jeans do ghosts wear?
What kind of jeans do ghosts wear?
Boo jeans.
That's pretty good one. Boo jeans.
That was the morning corny.
Why does that make me laugh?
I don't know. Honestly, I can't tell.
That's pretty good. Finally, FaceTime voicemail is coming to the iPhone, where if you try to FaceTime somebody and they don't answer, you can leave a message video.
Wow. A video message. That's cool.
Oh. So instead of having a text video, because I try to FaceTime Eddie, it'll go boom. Eddie cannot be reached. Instead, it's, hey, Eddie can't come to the FaceTime right now. Leave a video message. Hey, it's Bobby, man. Just trying to see what's up. And so now when you check your messages, you can hit the video or you can listen to the audio.
You're going to be all over this.
Well, it's the greatest thing the iPhone's done since existing, since adding music to it. I don't like talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone at all. I don't do it really. So I will either FaceTime or I will text or leave those voice you talking to the thing.
Yeah.
So that's big news. They also announced that they're doing the new Apple VR headset.
Oh, that's expensive, right?
Yeah, like $3,000.
Yeah, $3,500. But there's always an expensive one first before they figure it out. And then it's awesome. And I was watching some videos of it. It's so much better than the VR
Oculus
games that I had. I mean, it's I would go through prisons. I'd like walk through prisons.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That's crazy.
That's the best part.
I say games. I wasn't in a game. It wasn't like I got put in prison, but you go tour different, like, maximum security penitentiaries in that thing.
Yeah.
And so, but this Apple VR headset is so legit. We're never going to have to leave home. We're going to have offices in the headset. Everybody's going to have them on. Maybe not us. Yeah, but even us.
We could do that.
We can. Huh. We do that. We did it during COVID a lot. But what you'll do instead of going into an office is going to save space, going to save rent. Everybody puts their headset on. And you'll all be in a room as your avatars when you have a meeting and you're looking at each other. You're just avatars.
That's weird.
We could totally do the show like that.
We did, kind of.
No, but with headsets on and be like, I look to
and
my
looking
left.
At each other.
There's
yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Look to my right. There's Amy.
Maybe that's what they do, you know, 2 days out of the week. But human interaction is good.
But you were interacting with your dead avatar.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You are, though, digitally.
You are.
There's a new 15-inch MacBook Air that's going to come out. Don't care about that. Mac Pro M2 Ultra. Don't know what that is. All I care about is video FaceTime and the VR headset, which will be super cool. And they will transcribe your message, your voicemail messages now, on the front of your phone. See that?
No, I didn't see that, but that's cool.
Take all my money, Apple. Here it is. Take it all. Take all my money, Apple. Take it all.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee.
visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Call us if you guys want. 877-77-BOBBY. We'd love to hear from you. 877-77-BOBBY.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Apple has said it will no longer automatically change one of the most common swear words to ducking.
Yes.
Good.
The autocorrect feature, which has long frustrated users, will soon be able to use AI to detect when you really mean the word that's not ducking, that sometimes ducking is put in place of. Quote, in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too.
Have you ever done that, Bone, since you don't curse?
BBC. I mean, I had texting in my cursing days.
Did that autocorrect to ducking back then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Back then. It was like 5 years ago.
I know. I just feel like I haven't seen that.
And I was thinking, what does that mean, a duck? But then it's like ducking your head.
Yeah. Or now if you have a Jeep, you're ducking another Jeep.
I still think it's the ducking your head, yeah, but that's going to stop. Home Depot is selling tiny homes for $50,000. And I know, Ray, you guys have been looking at some land, and you're thinking about getting one of these Home Depot homes?
Yeah, just because they look pretty legit, and you can get them for $43,000. They allow payment plans that are cheaper than apartments.
So what's it about? As far as you guys have seen, I know it's a small home, but what's in it?
Well, 500 square feet, which is like half of what
500 acres.
No.
I was like, whoa.
It's a mansion.
Go ahead.
But then it's pretty dope. It's two stories. The top has a patio. There's a bar, places you can lay out up there.
Are you sure you're looking at a tiny home? That's not like a resort.
Dude, they're really awesome looking. You would just put it on a piece of property, and honestly, outside of it's just you and your wife, you could do it. Kids, it'd be tough.
For nearly $50,000, the pad can be delivered and assembled as a standalone extension, either to an extending house or by itself, a primary residence, like Ray is saying. Each pad, they keep calling it a pad, not like a home, like, hey, get in my pad. I think it's literally called a pad okay. that they bring. Each pad is made of a steel frame that is meant to be easily and quickly assembled on a concrete slab. But although it has an attractive price point, other features and additions must be taken into consideration in order for the house to be complete, like doors, windows, electrical, plumbing systems, and finishes.
Yeah, Bay's dad would help with that. I would definitely not be able to do any of that.
There's a lot of them, actually, in different shapes. So the one that Ray was talking about, I didn't see, but they have like 6 or 7 different shapes that I see here.
I mean, this looks nice.
I mean, if you were like Kim Kardashian, you get one, it's like a treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in the backyard for the kids to play in. Yeah. The most beautiful and affordable places to live in the United States. A new ranking has weighed house prices, gas prices, grocery store prices, activities in the area, and then all kinds of stuff too, like parks and greenways and rivers. And here we go. Here's your top four. At number four, Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh.
Number three, Greenville, South Carolina. And there's a difference. It's Louisville, but it's not Greenville.
There is a difference.
It's Louisville and Greenville. Uh-huh. It's not Louisville and Grimble.
Yeah, that's weird like that.
It's Louisville. Greenville. Number two, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You near that?
No. I'm far, far north from Grand Rapids, but I had family there. And really nice.
Number one, Hickory, North Carolina. Ever been there? I know you lived in North Carolina for years.
I've not been to Hickory.
Don't know where that is?
Mm-mm.
Well, there's your top four. I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
I'm always upset when Fayetteville, Arkansas, Austin, Texas, or Nashville doesn't make the list. They just haven't been.
yeah, they skipped those cities.
I'm like, they must have just not been to all the places that I've been to. Next up, a guy from the Miami Dolphins named Teron Armstead gifts a middle schooler a new bike after hearing he walked 6 miles to his graduation and then buys a van for the kid's family.
Wow.
He's an offensive lineman for the Dolphins. He bought a kid a bike and a minivan. He's in 8th grade, the kid is. And he's 14 with sickle cell anemia. He was also gifted, a lot of stuff. People just heard out about it. And so then the kid was given a full ride scholarship to Harris Stowe State University as well. He holds a 4.0 GPA and wants to become a NASCAR driver. But they found out his story and they could help, and they did, which is really great. That's from the Daily Mail. A new study says that working men can avoid burnout by getting married. And yes, the improvement is based on a partner being able to provide emotional support to keep those hardworking men going even harder. That's not been our case. I think for me, I think I avoid burnout by my wife going, hey, why are you doing this right now? Why are you just working? And like, what's the goal here? I don't know. I just thought I'd write a book that I'll never publish. But why? Right. But you need to right now. You've been working for like 9 days in a row. Why don't you take some time, go play a video game, play golf, or let's go on a walk. There's no need to just run yourself into the wall over and over again. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. So that's it. That's what she does. And then sometimes she's like, you've been on the road for 12 straight days. Don't you think maybe you should come home? I like it out here. But what are you doing? Nothing. She just keeps me from going too hard. I got real sick at one point from being on the road. So she doesn't make me go more, but she does talk me out of doing stupid work, I would say, where I would just, not to stay busy, but like they say, take a flyer on something. It's like a big risk. I'd be like, okay, I'll just do this. Who knows if it'll turn into something. But yeah, it's been good for me. But mental exhaustion can make people feel disconnected from their own bodies, minds, and emotions. Man, I get like this separated feeling sometimes from my own body where it's like disassociation. You guys ever get that? You're so tired from working?
No.
No, I don't know what that
means. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm so good.
It feels like I'm not even in my own body.
What?
To me, it feels like disassociation where I've been going so hard so long. And I'm like, it doesn't even feel like I'm controlling my hands or like I'm in this body. And it's like I'm almost watching myself. That or I died.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm like, I get that way if I'm meditating.
And that's when it's like, I need to sit down.
Maybe that's the feeling I get after every show from carrying the show.
No, that's your back hurting.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's from just getting older.
Okay.
Yeah, more than. All right, that's the deal. That's from studyfinds.org. A new survey found that 61% of us are more afraid of running out of money in our old age than actually dying. That's suck. Yeah. I talked to a guy who retired when he was 45. He had saved up, strategically planned.
Awesome.
He retired when he was 45 years old. I said, aren't you scared you're going to run out of money? Like, you're going to live longer than you have money saved? And he goes, well, that's a factor. He said, but I feel like I have strategically planned. And yeah, that would suck if that happened. I said, exactly. So I got him scared again.
Oh,
now he's back to work.
Yeah. But a new survey finds that more of us are afraid of running out of money in our old age than of actually dying. Death is inevitable. Running out of cash is not inevitable if you plan right. We talk sometimes about retirement here. I have no plans for retirement.
Really? You're not saving any money?
He's never
going to retire. No, I do. I save almost all my money.
Then you're planning to retire.
No, that's just in case I lose my job more than to retire.
Oh. But once you lose your job, you're done, though. You're going to chill, right?
Yeah, take a 6-month vacation.
That's not retiring, though. Well, that's called being on the beach.
But then you'll enjoy it so much, you'll be like, you know what? I'm going to stay out here
for a
while.
Yeah, I don't know if I would, but I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have an age where I want to stop working.
Wow.
Hopefully, in some way, I'm always working. I find fulfillment in that. But you guys want to retire
so bad. Oh, when
I
heard you, said that guy said 45. I mean, that's 3 years. I mean, a little over 3 years for me.
Yeah. And you're doing what to plan? For 70.
For what? 70 what?
Age 70 to retire. Like, are you planning?
No, I'll be retired before age 70.
How, though?
Well, just say I'm retired, right? Don't you sign a paper saying
you're
retired?
You just declare it and you get to retire?
You don't sign a paper.
But how do you have money to buy things?
Don't they have that Social Security?
That helps a bit.
There you go.
Well,
that's a steady check coming in.
Yeah, it's every month.
And we may not have it then.
Well, what do you mean?
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
They've been taken out of our paycheck.
And also, I know. Well, like, just think, I mean, when my dad is near the end of his life, like, his Social Security check, I mean, and he lived in an assisted living home, that, like, all this stuff is so expensive. Like, if you don't...
Well, I ain't going to live in assisted living.
Well, okay.
I got kids.
Right, but he had me, too. But, like, and I would care for him as much as I could, but I had to go to work, and then he needed a caregiver. Like, there's all kinds of expenses.
But that's
that
like
come
later, like, later. Well, that's later when you're like really old.
Hey, that's a good plan in there.
And don't the kids have money by then to do that?
I don't know. You said.
Well, they won't be as successful as me, but they should. Have, I mean, they should have jobs.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think my dad planned on retiring, but then, well, he took some risks.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. When you're being an entrepreneur, it is tough. You do.
You're
take
not an
risk.
Entrepreneur.
I am.
Okay. Well, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
There's a test called the Two Beers and a Puppy Test. It's a quick way to figure out if you want someone in your life. The Two Beers and a Puppy Test is a quick test to see how you really feel about someone. Would you want to have two beers with this person? I mean, sit around, go through two beers, and just like hang out. So two beers worth.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be beers.
Two drinks.
Because that means I can never hang out with anybody because I don't drink beers. So before you guys go full literal on me, it's in the amount of time it takes to drink two beers, you have to sit there with them and hang out. Would you like to have two beers?
Right.
If that is, if it's presented to you, do you go, ooh, I don't, you know, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Or if you're they're a one beer person, maybe just hang around a little bit.
Well, the two beers varies, you know, like some people drink two beers in 30 minutes or some people drink it in like an hour.
Right.
Yeah, but we're not doing beers.
Let's do an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, but the test is called two. Okay.
We're trying to figure it out for you.
Yeah, I'd say about 30 minutes.
I'm good. Okay. And then would you trust them to look after your puppy for the weekend if you were leaving town?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
What about your cat?
Because
I'm just kidding.
Cats are easy, though.
You don't have to get cats all you need to
leave cats for 3 days.
You're good. I'm just trying to complicate
Would you trust Lunchbox to keep your puppy for a weekend?
Oh. Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't trust him to keep Stanley, even though he's not a puppy.
But he has a dog, and he's lived forever.
That's the thing. The dog knows the lay of the land there. I just am not going to trust him with Stanley.
Okay.
Stanley has like special needs.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Probably, that's
true.
That's why.
But I would trust either one of you.
You trust me with Stanley?
Yeah. I also think your oldest son would do a good job of taking care of him.
Yeah, and if he can, we got three other kids too.
No. Let's
see. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you just the kids will take care of
him. His kids have all played with Stanley.
Yeah.
But the Eddie's youngest and Stanley are like the same exact. They're not both people, but they're the same. It's just one's a dog and one's a human.
Yeah, they're both little bulldogs.
They like run and smash into each other.
Hilarious.
And you would trust Amy over me, the most forgetful person?
She might lose the dog.
I care for...
You know, I'm reconsidering.
I'm actually not that forgetful, and I'm very responsible, and I'm raising two children, a dog, a cat. Everybody's fine. Like,
okay.
I'm fine. Fish? I show up where I'm supposed to.
Oh, no, not the fish.
The fish was technically my daughter's, and I don't know what happened to the tank.
Mm-hmm. I would trust Amy.
Thank you. Okay.
I just think she'd put extra effort in making sure that the bulldog's good.
Of course.
Yeah. I trust him. Lunchbox has so much going on in his house. And like when you see the Instagram stories, it looks like it's just a mess.
Right. And so that way you don't have to feel bad about Stanley knocking anything over. Like it's cool.
Now he just sleeps the whole time now.
Boom.
Okay. Two beers and a puppy. That's the test. iHeartRadio Music Festival has been announced. And it, for me, selfishly, it's one of the best lineups that I think I've ever seen that we have. The lineup for the 2023 iHeart Music Festival. We can do on the country side of things. Tim McGraw. Wow. And Kane Brown, right? Dang. But over here on this side of stuff, like Foo Fighters are playing. Dang. Which is awesome.
So good.
I know. Sheryl Crow's playing, which for me is awesome. Love her. And then it's Kelly Clarkson, Lil Wayne, TLC, Public Enemy, 30 Seconds to Mars, Fall Out Boy.
Wow,
yeah, it's a good
man,
one.
Yeah, that's cool.
The event's September 22nd, 23rd. Tickets go on the Capital One presale next Wednesday, June 14th. General admission on June 16th. But AXS.com has your tickets. But that's a pretty good festival.
Lil Wayne. That's
cool. Yeah. It's a lot of like old school.
Yeah.
Which is cool because, I mean, it's Kelly Clarkson's new school, but also old school. Foo Fighters, new and old school. Sheryl Crow, new and old school. Lil Wayne, old school. TLC, old school. Public Enemy, old school.
Old school.
30 Seconds to Mars, old school.
Yeah.
Fallout. I mean, it's really cool. All right, so that's that. I'll tell you a quick story. Yesterday, Eddie and I went to play golf with a listener because we did a charity auction. We said, hey, we'll play golf with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. We just wanted to play golf, have a reason to play golf, and not just, well, got to do it for charity. So a listener named Jason, who lives down Gulf Coast, Mississippi, bid $5,000 to play golf with Eddie and I. And Jason's partner, who was supposed to come up with him, had an obligation, wasn't able to come. So I called Jordan Davis, who's a friend of mine, who's a singer. You know, bind dirt. We need dirt.
Yeah, that's it.
That song. And so me, Eddie, Jordan, and Jason went to play golf yesterday. And we had a great time. Luckily, it didn't rain. Nobody played terrible. It didn't ruin the day forever. But, you know, if I'm playing really bad, it just ruins the day.
That was great.
Yeah, luckily, that didn't happen. Everybody had a great time. And we're wrapping up. And I'm like, hey, man, really appreciate you giving $5,000 to the animal charity that I work with. And he's like, super happy to come up here. And you guys had all left. And he says, here, take this and give this to, not Lunchbox.
Dang it.
To the,
I saw you getting a check.
Corporal Aaron Mankin in the building Homes for Heroes that we're doing on Friday. And he gave me a check. It's a blank check.
What?
Blank check.
I didn't know it was this much. I didn't know it was this much.
Wait,
I never opened it. And
really?
He put a blank check. I didn't know it was this much. I can't believe it's this much. I'm not going to say how much it is.
Wait.
And it's blank, dude, so we can put whatever we want.
Yeah,
we can go and do whatever we want. I can't believe it's this much. I'd never looked at the check.
Wow.
Can I come look?
Wait,
Let me look.
I'm confused by blank and an actual number.
Like he doesn't have a
blank
name
check
on it.
There's no name on it. Yeah. He didn't know who to make it to.
Oh, I thought.
Maybe.
You put the numbers there. Are you going to fill
no,
in
no,
whatever?
No, no. Everybody okay. Stay seated.
Okay.
Let me pick.
What do you. Oh, pick no, what?
Where it goes?
No, it's going to.
Building Homes for Heroes. For
yeah, he said making. Where he yeah. wanted it to go.
Yes, he's like, take this and put.
Yeah, for the Pimp and Joy
I'm
stuff.
I want to
oh,
not
God.
Have it, so I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Oh, Amy, show me. Hey. I just want to hear my reaction. Come on.
Bones, you didn't make sure Amy fills that out right.
Yeah, I mean, she's struggling right now.
How do these people not
hey,
think
hey, wait, hold on. Your ex-husband doesn't get half this, does he?
As soon as you give it to Amy, he gets half.
Good joke.
So I don't know
kidding.
Why
that was,
the
that was a joke out of love.
I don't know why the narrative continues to be that I'm not responsible when I have proven to be very responsible. Mm-hmm. And no, all of our assets are divided. I'm not.
It wasn't
you.
About your assets.
I'm saying them. Oh. I know, but I'm telling
your
you.
Your body language is weird, though, Amy. You jumped that check.
Yeah, you were like,
because
oh,
I'm
money,
excited.
Money.
Like for him to yes. do this for building homes for heroes. This is
don't cute. Say what it is. Don't tell him. I like to hold it over their head. There's really no reason not to tell him, but it's just right. hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I was not.
Neither was I.
That's.
Hey, let me look.
Neither was I.
Okay.
Hey, let's keep this from Eddie. Let's keep it.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
Keep it shut.
I know what it is.
You know how much it is?
I know what it is because he was going to give it to me, and I'm like, don't do that.
His name, Jason.
Don't do that.
Yeah, his name's Jason.
Jason.
Let me see.
Okay, listen. This is like. I just feel like our listeners show up in how they can, like whatever you can do to help others. Not every listener can obviously do this.
And it's not always money.
It's not always money, right? It might be that you're.
Is it 100,000?
It might Stop. Be that you're serving others. Like maybe you just do something kind for someone. You smile at them, get the door, whatever. Like Pimp and Joy is that's it's spreading joy to others, and this is wow.
50,000.
Like, Building Homes for Heroes is going to freak out by this because this will just be in addition to what Pimp and Joy fundraises in this.
Yeah, it'll be
so
part
huge.
Of that.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, it's amazing.
So if you haven't heard, on Friday at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific, we'll put up our Pimp and Joy shirts, our new line. We don't keep any of the money. We're building a home for a hero. We've built 6 homes so far for different members of our military that have had traumatic injuries, who have to live a lifestyle differently now because of their injuries. And U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankins, one of those that over 70 surgeries. This is him talking about. He was deployed near the Syrian border of Iraq, and the vehicle he was in was hit with an IED.
Our track just happened to hit a stack mine that threw a 26-ton vehicle 10 feet in the air. I don't know how I escaped it, Bobby, to tell you the God honest truth. I mean, it took the lives of 6 Marines. I had to give my face and my flesh and a few fingers, but honestly, every day has been a blessing since.
So Friday, 10 Eastern, walk it backward. We're putting the shirts up for sale, shirts, hats. You'll get it in time for the 4th of July. It's America-based, and we're not keeping any of the money. I just want to say it again. We don't keep any of the money. So that's what's up. BobbyBones.com will have the new Pimp and Joy line, and thanks to you guys who listen, all the B-team who come through over and over again. And I didn't open that check until right now because I just didn't want to see it.
Jason's and man.
I feel like we're...
You know what he does for a living, too? He like builds temporary hospitals and emergency centers for like when hurricanes hit, COVID hits.
Oh, so yeah, relief. Part of emergency
like relief.
Relief.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to send him. Jason, got a Pimp and Joy package
like
headed your way.
5. I don't know if we make Pimp and Joy.
Trey's a big dude.
There's a picture of all of us playing golf yesterday on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
About 6 months or so ago, a listener sent us her power rankings for this show. Hey, Mike D, because you're the only one that has this because she emails them to you. Will you explain to our listeners what power rankings are?
It's like based on who is the best on the show in this listener's opinion.
Like if there was a power ranking of NBA teams right now, it'd probably be Denver.
Miami.
And you could go down from there, right? So this is just one listener who ranked all the members of the show. Last time, Amy was dead last. And I did not think that was fair, for the record.
Okay.
That hurt your feelings, Amy?
Yeah. I don't really like ranking any of us, but to be last, and especially how long I've been here with y'all and the things I do, I'm like, it just hurt.
But it's also one listener, and different listeners have different bonds with different people at different times.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Amy, you don't know how dumb she is.
Well, I'm not saying anything about her. I just don't like ranking us, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll go to the segment then.
No,
go ahead.
Okay.
It's not that you're doing
Let me ask you this. Amy was last time. Mm-hmm. Is she last this time, Mike?
She is not last.
Okay. So what we will do then, let's just go from top down, because I think the drama is really in the person who's last more than the top couple.
I agree.
Okay.
I will say one thing. They did not rank Abby.
Oh, shocking. She's unranked?
She got left off. Forgettable.
Okay.
So this is Megan in California.
Okay.
The only person not left, not put on purposefully is Mike D, because she knows he'll get the email and he can change.
Oh.
And Abby. I mean, what's
I don't know.
That all about?
Literally,
whoever ends up last, I'm here for you.
Okay.
For what? Like therapy?
Because it's not fun.
How many people made the list, Mike?
There are 7 people on the list.
Who does she rank as the number one power ranking member of this show?
Number one on the list, Bobby.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. What does she say?
She says, first of all, he's the only one I would consider a celebrity. His biggest strengths, in my opinion, are all his interview skills that he's excelled in lately. But not only that, he is the most well-rounded out of anyone on the show. Without him to package everyone up, the show would be chaos.
I mean, I couldn't agree more.
I mean,
with all that, every single point.
I agree with that.
Put it on a coin. That's what I say. Put that on a coin and mend it.
She's never going to go against Bob.
That's very nice. I don't think I was number one last time. Was I?
You were number one last
time.
Nice.
Well, my name's on the show. So.
Yeah, it is.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, number two.
At number two, it is Amy.
Wow.
She says, Amy is the glue that keeps the show together. She's been so open with what's going on in her personal life. I also love seeing her branch out, expand her brand with live podcasts and acting.
Okay.
Good job, Amy.
Amy at number two. Lunchbox, how does that make you feel with Amy at number two?
I mean, whatever.
She jumped you.
I mean, whatever.
Okay.
We'll see where I end up. See how dumb this lady is.
Mike, who's number three?
It is Lunchbox.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, smart lady. That's what I'm talking about. She's not as dumb as I thought.
What did she say about him?
Even though I find him irritating, I also find myself wanting to hear what he has to say next. I think if he actually took some initiative, he would get the things he complains about not having.
Couple backhanded compliments in there, but okay, we'll go with it. He's irritating and he complains, but
yeah,
she still
yeah.
likes him. At number three, he got a bronze medal. Number four.
It is Eddie. She says, Eddie is like a fine wine that gets better with age. I wasn't the biggest fan of Eddie on my last rankings, but his humor has grown on me. I moved him out of the friend zone and into my top five.
Wow. I'll take it.
Oh, do we remember where he was last time?
I don't remember.
Number five.
It is Scuba Steve. He didn't make my list last time, but he has definitely made himself known recently. While I don't agree or believe all the things he says, I respect him for telling it how it is.
I believe everything Scuba Steve says. And sometimes I find out crazy stories about him. I'm like, what? But I believe everything he says on the show.
Oh, same here. Yeah,
there are certain people I don't believe their stories. I think Ray, Clickbait Ray, sometimes hits us with some stuff that's unbelievable.
A lot of made-up stuff there.
Yeah. Remember that, Ray? All the stories you told that...
They're pretty accurate. Ask any of the country artists, they're all true.
I think Ray thinks that they're accurate. Mm-hmm. So he brings
and Eddie's,
it,
I mean, his are pretty accurate, too.
Mine are very accurate.
Donating
Lunchbox,
kidneys.
Like, you know.
No, I nail everything. Everything I say is true.
A shark ate his paddle boat. A ghost touched him in a room.
His agent, what's
he
his
calls
name?
In as his,
Hewlett Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, he's in the commercial.
Digital Detox.
Hewlett-Packard.
I'm going to donate $1,000 to a server.
No, he never said he's going to.
He would like to. Yeah.
That's also kind of bullcrap.
I would like to.
It's all bullcrap.
Yeah. He's very accurate.
Eddie would like to do a lot of nice charitable stuff, but doesn't.
Right.
But that's not you lying about it.
That's right.
Because I'd like to do stuff, too, that I don't do.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, next up, Mike.
Wait. So my bottom three was nailed. I said Ray, Morgan, Abby. Abby was left off, right? So boom, it's down to Morgan and Ray.
But what number are we on?
Six.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, so let's just go straight to the last.
Who's the worst to you? I want to hear six. I want to hear the reasoning, too.
It's definitely going to be Morgan.
At seven.
Yeah, she's going to be out. Like the one.
Why?
She just hasn't really come with anything.
She does a lot.
No.
It's just maybe not on air.
Yeah, she posts a couple things on Twitter. Cool.
But that's all the listener knows. Just
that's
true. On air.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. Mike, number six.
It is Morgan number two.
Boom! Lunchbox.
Oh, is that not
I don't know if six is boom
hey,
worthy.
It's
but...
fine. I just need to
hey, boom,
be quiet.
Especially what she wrote, not boom worthy.
Oh, no.
It's kind of brutal. Do you not want to read it?
It's kind of mean.
Do you not? Okay,
read it.
No.
I don't know.
No, I just got boom.
If it's personally hurtful.
Can Morgan read it?
Okay, give it to Morgan if she feels like she wants to read it or she can pass.
Oh, I mean, I just got boomed.
What? It's like mean tweets. If Morgan wants to read it, she can read it.
Ah, that's fine.
Okay.
My mother-in-law is a fellow Kansan and says that Morgan is a bad representation of her people. Also, who are my people?
Kansans.
Yeah, go ahead.
I personally don't hear her on the show that often, but when I do, I have to agree. Sorry, Morgan.
No, that ain't that bad.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Mike, coming in at number seven, to go ahead and read Ray's description.
It is Raymundo. My only complaint with Raymundo is that I don't get enough of him. He's hilarious and says the most outlandish things that make me LOL, but he's at the bottom of my list because I need more.
I can agree with that, Ray.
Oh, well, that's good.
I've always told you, I think you're dynamite on the air. Dynamite!
I gotta say, when I was seven, it wasn't that. I mean, now I was gonna comfort Ray.
She didn't compliment you at seven?
I was gonna comfort him, but like that is, she was just saying,
she needs more Ray.
We need more of you. But so, hey, Ray.
Why are you mad, Amy? Because he got a compliment at seven.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just saying I'm gonna comfort
him.
You're
disappointed.
No, I'm saying.
He doesn't need comforting.
That I'm glad she handled it that way because now Ray, this is good for him. I'm just saying that she did not do that when I was seven.
So does that mean Morgan actually last?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, I came in sixth.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. I don't know her name, Mike.
Megan in California.
Megan every 6 months or so gives us a new power rankings.
Okay.
But now she'll have to change it up to make a statement next time.
I'll end up
at seven next time now because she's like, oh, this is getting on the air. Let me change it up.
No chance. She's smarter than that.
What?
We got something to work for now. Like, you know, I want to move up the ranking.
Employee of the month, too.
Yeah, that too.
That's a good one, too. You get that. All right. Thank you, Megan. We appreciate that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A woman was working at a convenience store when her boss came to her and said, hey, I'm thinking about putting them some security cameras, but I don't know how. She goes, here, I'll teach you how to use them. Boom, boom, boom. A couple weeks later, she gets busted on those cameras stealing.
Oh, so she set them up and then it caught her?
Yeah, she set them up for the boss.
Then you should know how to turn them off. That's the thing about setting them up is that you now have the power to turn them off to do illegal stuff because you know the tricks.
Totally.
You know where they're filming, like what section of the store, like everything.
So she set him up and then they caught her.
Yeah, then the boss caught her on camera stealing.
So, okay, well, you set him up and I did catch you, so we're back to even. So then are you just back at square one? Nobody gets in trouble?
Oh, that's a good point.
No, she lost her job.
Got it. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Amy, I know you had a thing yesterday or day before yesterday with our CFO who flew in from New York where they had you like introduce him.
Well, yes, I know I did a fireside chat with him. I hosted the whole luncheon.
Got it. How'd that go?
But then also sat down with him. I think it went really well.
Was it a bunch of fancy people watching?
Titans of
industry?
It was sponsored by the Home Depot Foundation. There was, I think, 500 people there.
Oh, wow.
All like philanthropic type businessy people. And he was being honored. He got the Good Samaritan Award.
Dang.
And iHeart, too. So.
Dang.
Where were you? Bones, you weren't there?
Yeah. Well, for what reason would I have been there?
I mean, I don't know. You're a titan of the industry.
I'm not, though. That's the thing.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't
I'm a titan
really,
fan. Oh. It's a difference. It's a football team.
Yeah. Got it.
It wasn't really a radio industry thing. Like the other philanthropic people, they were all like Home Depot.
Got it.
From different regions where they give back. Like they do a lot of
work
with veterans.
They give you like a gift card to Home Depot when you're done?
Oh my gosh, two tables, but they were Home Depot people. Two tables were given, like in a drawing or something, $10,000 gift cards to Home Depot.
What?
$10,000?
Each person? At the table?
I think for the group to share or whatever, because they came in their teams.
Oh, like a table of six, it would show up. Did you get anything?
I got the pleasure of leading the fireside chat with our CFO.
No gift card? No, they give you like a gift at the end?
I did get a guitar. at the end. They said at the very, very end, they said, hey, we wanted to thank you for everything. Can you meet us over on the side stage? So I go over there and they present me with a guitar signed by a bunch of artists. They're like, we had this signed like for you. Carly Pierce is on there. I think Darius Rucker. There's a lot of signatures. Luke Bryan, Bobby Bones.
Who's that?
I don't know, but your signature is like one of the, of course I know it right away, but sometimes you do like the BB, but you did Bobby Bones. Like I can tell what it is. And I kind of look and I'm like, this is so interesting that I'm being given a thank you gift signed by Bobby.
No idea.
You remember signing that?
Mm-mm. The only time I'll ever sign my name that's legible is if it's for something that I have nothing to, not to do with, but that I don't know who's going to get it. And they may not know who I am.
There you go.
Because if it's somebody who's like a listener of the show and they want something signed, I sign my real signature. Because they know what it is. But I don't know when I sign. I don't know where I got. They got this.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's me?
I'm for sure, for sure. I mean,
it's bigger than everybody else's.
I have the guitar.
John Hancock style.
You can authenticate it or what is it? Yeah. But I just was like, it sort of was presented as like, we had this signed especially for you, but I know that you probably didn't
no
sign
idea.
That. I know. So listen, I think
I wrote you a special little note.
I think it's something they just had and they're like, oh, this will be a good gift, which I totally think is.
Or maybe they got it for whomever was going to do that. They didn't realize.
Good point. They didn't know it was for sure going to be me.
That's hilarious. And also if it's big, I must've thought I was going to be the only one signing it because I would never take up a bunch of that space if I think there are other people.
Oh, wow, I got a signed guitar by the guy I sit next to every single day.
Garth Brooks is real small.
Congratulations, Amy. That's really cool.
I know. Yeah. It was awesome.
Let's see. Outside of that, speaking of philanthropy, so we're going to do something. It's going to happen on Friday's show. It's when the big deal goes down. But we've teamed up with Building Homes for Heroes. We've done this for 6 years where we as in the people in the room and you guys, the B team, that we build a home for a hero, someone who served us, someone who served this country, someone who was injured. And we try to make their home suitable for their lifestyle needs now because of the injuries. And United States Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankin has undergone 70 surgeries. He had an IED. He talked about it on the show. You can go back to Monday's show and hear that. But I'll play you a clip now. On May 11th, 2005, he was near the Syrian border of Iraq. His vehicle was attacked with an IED, and he talks about that.
Our track just happened to hit a stack mine that threw a 26-ton vehicle 10 feet in the air. I don't know how I escaped it, Bobby, to tell you the God honest truth. I mean, it took the lives of 6 Marines. I had to give my face and my flesh and a few fingers, but honestly, every day has been a blessing since.
He had no idea that we said, hey, we're going to build you a house here. And so here's a clip when we tell Corporal Aaron Mankin that's our goal is to build him a home. We're going to work together with Building Homes for Heroes, and our goal is to build you a house that is easier for you to live in, easier for what you're going through, easier for your family.
Oh, my God. Bobby, I thought we were just talking here, man. Wow, that's so huge.
So on Friday's show at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific, over at BobbyBones.com, we'll load up our Pimp and Joy shirts. We don't make any money off of them at all. $0 go to us, and everything will go to Corporal Aaron Mankin to build him a home. So that'll be Friday, 10, 9, 8, 7, depending on what time zone you're in. So we hope you guys take part if you can. If you can't, get it next time. But if you can, that'd be super awesome. And anything you order will be to you by July 4th because it's very much America themed. All right, that's it for there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Yeah! Bobby Bones Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.